I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, USA!
I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God with the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
And currently we are on vacation.
Man, totally disconnected.
Yes.
We're not even really here. You think you're listening to us, but we're not.
Well, we are not. We're here in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be playing some of our top interviews and some throwbacks. So keep it locked. Red is going to be running the boards. And we'll see y'all in the new year. Happy holidays. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Shanice from Dane. How y'all doing this
morning?
Good morning.
And Julie, I just wanted to say I'm very proud of you. Congratulations on your new radio show you're about to come out with.
Thank you.
I'm looking for a big thing for you. I wanted to give a special shout out to myself. You know, I turned 29, y'all.
Finally, happy birthday.
Hey. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I tried to get on here on Friday because originally my birthday was on Friday, but I couldn't, you know. But I made it. I'm here. I'm blessed. And today I go do something major. I go get my house keys from my house. So it's just blessings after blessings. So I wanted to give
blessings on blessings
myself.
So today's your birthday, and you got a new crib.
And I got a new crib.
Congratulations.
So, I know that's right, girl.
Thank you. Love you guys. And I thank you for letting me get on here. Shout out to my fiance, too.
Okay, mom. And you got a fiance. You go, girl.
Thank you. Go girl.
Jesus Christ. You can tell you born in the 1900s. Jesus Christ. You go, girl.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up?
Hey, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, not much, man. Charlamagne, man. I'm going to run a paranoia, man. What you been doing to get over that?
Man, you when you tell me, you let me know. I mean, I listen, you know, like I believe in prayer, and you know, I do my breathing exercises, but man, it's just one of those things where it's like, you kind of got to let go and let God, man, because as much as we want to protect our kids at all times, we just simply can't. They still got to go out into this world, you know?
How old are they?
My son, he's 3. He's starting child development.
You said your son is what?
3.
Yeah, I know, brother.
You know they have something, certain schools, and a lot of schools offer it now, where they have cameras all over the school where you could actually log in and see your kids throughout the day.
Oh, I got that.
My schools.
You know I got that.
I don't know. We got all that down here. I'm in the country, man. Thanks to South Carolina.
But honestly,
you should Google it.
I'll tell you this. That makes my parental paranoia worse.
Not me.
Because you know what? Never mind. I don't even want to put it out there. But I'm just saying,
yeah,
like,
don't do that.
Yeah, I don't even put it out there. But it's just like, it makes my parental paranoia worse. But like I said, man, you just got to let go and let God. There's really nothing we could do, man, but let our kids exist and, you know, just pray for the best, brother.
So they have that in public schools and everything?
A lot of times, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of times it does. It just gives parents that comfortability that they're able to drop their kids off, and you're able to watch them go from class to class. The only place that they don't have the cameras are, of course, in the bathroom, but it allows you to watch kids.
I mean, I guess for me, if something like that, you know, You gotta let the teachers know. Like, you always watching. I'm all, like, you know, sometimes you gotta make random comments. Like,
I'm like, I seen you today.
Yeah.
I seen y'all painting. I was painting for a long time today. I do that all the time.
Yeah,
I do that all the time. And even camp, I popped up at camp the other day.
Yeah, parental paranoia is such a real thing. But I think that's just a natural emotion. That natural anxiety parents have is just it's part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it's always gonna be part of us. Like, I'm 44 years old. My mom still checks on me.
But you know, I learned that from my pops. My pops used to just pop up. And I pop up a kid.
Oh, that's me.
Who's your child? Which one?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, I'm pop up.
Oh, that's me.
Yep.
That's me. I'm like that. I'm you remember in Tupac a Juice when Q closed that locker?
Mm-hmm.
And Bishop was just standing there?
That's me.
That's me with all the teachers, bro. Yep. What's happening?
Hello, who's this?
DJNZ, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God this morning, OG Rob, what's going on?
Oh, it's Chang. How you doing, brother?
You always get through on a Friday.
How y'all doing this morning? I'm doing good, man. Listen, man, it's time for some bars, man. We gotta bring some bars back to
home. That's what I'm talking about.
What we got?
OG Rob, let's go.
All right, let's go. Listen, this is my beginnings, putting in work, something the best there, paying dues with no shortcuts, building incentives as long as it's breath in my lungs. I'ma blaze the mic, this whole game sounding alike. Y'all on the bar strike, but check this, I'm one of a kind. Proving a rare breed like hip hop on that beat street breaking with stripes on my sleeve. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay,
I got some.
I got some. You ready? Hey, you can smoke a spliff with a clip, but they're still not mountain high enough. Oh, wide enough to touch the naughty, nappy, nasty, trashy, whole happy, pappy. That's happy to be nappy.
What's wide enough to touch?
What?
What's wide enough to touch?
Don't worry about it.
Let me get some. Well, today's topic, self-destruction.
Okay.
It really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and kiss on one another.
What happened? It wasn't kiss. It was supposed to be killed.
What?
It was supposed to be killed.
Oh, wait, these aren't original songs you both did?
Huh?
was supposed to be.
Thank you, OG Rob. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I appreciate you. Have a good week.
Yes, sir.
You guys had a cipher.
Oh, all right. We were spitting
on each other.
All right. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm just sending you salute and happy vibes out to all your car shows. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming and visiting our booth and giving us love and taking pictures and everything. Salute to you, brother. If I had a fancy car, I would definitely send it to you. I wouldn't even worry after watching you, because I watch people, how they deal with stuff. And I got to say, I got much respect for you and the love that you share for people probably when they send it to your car show. So peace out, and I hope all your car shows be full to capacity. Aww.
Thank you so much, and thank you for coming, man. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being a vendor. Hello, who's this?
This is Gerv Pond from Seattle.
Hey, Gerv, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I just want to get off my chest, man. Sometimes, this is for whoever needs to hear this, but, you know, sometimes life can get tough, you know. We've got to continue to keep getting up and keep pushing and all that stuff, you know. And honestly, you know, just be blessed that God blessed us with the day.
That's
it. To live every day.
That's it, brother.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dean from the Chuck.
D from the Chuck.
What's going on? What's going on?
Get it off your chest, bro.
Well, I just need some advice, fellas. I'm a married man.
newly married. I just wanted to know what can I do to spice up my relationship with my wife? Like, give me some.
You mean spice up how? In what department?
You know, we've been married. We've been dating for a while. We've been dating for years, but we're newly married, and I feel like we're kind of getting into the normal relationship groove. We're just going to bed at night, and you know, we used to go out and party and do all kind of stuff. Like, how can we get back into it? What can I do?
I mean, you never should stop dating your wife. I think that's the biggest thing. You know what I mean? I think sometimes we as men get complacent, but you can never stop dating her.
Right.
Keep dating her. Keep courting her constantly.
Right. And there's also, if you don't want to go out at night, because I know sometimes it's difficult to go out at night, there's always brunches and day parties. You can go to restaurants during the day that play music so you can get back home when you need to get back home. And you can do things like, what is she into? Is she into hair? Is it what TV shows?
Yeah, she's into hair and like makeup and you know, and our kids and stuff like that. I just feel like we're just getting into like this groove where we're just like being normal people, and we wasn't like that before. So
yeah, it's difficult. I mean, life happens, but you got to take the necessary steps to make sure that, like Charlamagne said, you always continue to date. That might mean, you know, go out Friday night. It doesn't have to be an expensive restaurant, depending on how much you make or what you can afford. It could be just a date night at the movies. It could be take her to a play. It could be something as small as she like hair and makeup. There's so many hair and makeup shows all over the country. You know what I mean? That's in the local area, depending on where you at. Take her to a hair and makeup show. Just do things that just show that you care. You know, the typical flowers, the typical, if she likes Caribbean food, bring a Caribbean food. If she likes cheesecake, bring a cheesecake from her favorite spot. You know, little things like that. It doesn't have to be her birthday or anniversary to do those type of things, but it just shows her you care.
Okay, thank you.
Never stop dating, bro.
Let me shout her out right quick.
Go ahead, bro.
I want to shout out my wife, Shaniqua. I love you very much, baby. Can't wait to see you, babe.
There you go.
Thanks, fellas.
And don't forget the edibles.
Oh,
edibles always work, too.
Underwear? Yes.
He said underwear.
No, man. Talk about TNC.
He said underwear?
I like how you think so, man.
You can start that, too. You can do that, too.
Oh, okay. I like it. Thanks, fellas.
All right, brother. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Montero.
Little Nas X.
What's up, Montero? Montero. I'm a big fan of me, man. I'm not gonna lie.
You got to be, though. Yeah. You got to be. Why wouldn't you be? Yeah. But how's your spirit, though? You say you feel happy?
I feel happy. I'm having the best week of my life right now.
Yeah. Album's out this week.
Album's out this Friday.
Well, this is the first time he's here. He was supposed to be here a couple of times, but we finally got him up here. So I want to start from the beginning, if y'all don't mind. How did you come up with the name Lil Nas X?
I was like, how can I steal three rappers' names and put it into one name?
Lil Wayne, Nas, and DMX.
No. Like, dead serious. I mean, of course, you guys know about the account. I had that account.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wasn't going to do music, like, for real. I was just going to post something because I was bored, and I was supposed to be doing some college work. And I posted a song to my followers, and I was like, oh, every rapper name got Lil, and, you know, Lil Yachty, Lil Uzi. So what if I was Lil Nas? Ha, ha, ha. And I ended up, like, keeping it, you know? And then we add the X on.
Now, you were, at first, a barb.
Yeah.
Were you one of those barbs that really went at people like the barbs do?
Barbs are aggressive.
Yes.
Barbs are aggressive.
I'm still a barb.
Really?
I feel like that's something, it's like a cult, you know, once you're in it, you can't really get out.
Did you ever attack anybody up here? Like Charlamagne? Me?
Huh?
Ye? Did you ever attack anybody up here?
I think I've attacked you guys a couple times.
Full transparency.
Full transparency.
So do you understand when people troll you because you trolled people and like had those accounts? Does it make you more like, okay, I don't take it as seriously because I know I was in that position when...
Absolutely. I feel like that's why a lot of shit just rolls off my sleeves. Absolutely. I feel like that's why a lot of shit just rolls off my sleeves. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You handle it well. When people go at you, you handle it really well, which is surprising because most artists, they can't handle it. You see them break down. You see them get into problems. You see them stress.
I definitely do break down sometimes. I'm not going to lie, but I'm never going to do that publicly.
That's true.
So what do you do when you break down? You got a therapist? You got, like, something that grounds you? What you do?
I tried to get a therapist one time, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, the concept of, like, I actually cried to the lady the first session.
And nothing wrong with
and
that.
And then she texts me about the payment, and it's just like, damn. Because you remember, like, this is all, like, this is all. It's like, so the money? I'm like,
how much was it? 150? Mine's 150 now. How much was it?
It was like 200 something.
Damn.
She probably overcharged me. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You didn't go back after the first time?
I didn't go back, and I feel like I don't really need therapy, honestly.
Don't say that.
I just, me personally, I feel like everybody out there, go and get therapy if you feel you need it. I don't feel like I need therapy because I feel like I've always been like my own like self-healer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand why people are so mad about things that you do, you know?
Because people are just really easily angered at things that they already don't like, you know? It's kind of like how people cancel people that they already didn't like, you know? But they're never going to cancel like the artists that they love.
That's a fact. Right. That's right.
You feel the pressure to outdo everything you've done before? Like, I got to outdo Old Town Road. I got to outdo the VMAs. Like, do you always think, like, I have to outdo it?
I feel the pressure to always just make sure I'm doing my best on whatever I do. I know I'm going to outdo, like, over and over. And it's just, like, not, like, feeling cocky, but just, like knowing that. You know, that's how I feel like manifestation works in the first place. Like, you got to believe that and feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Is there a time you plan to do something and then you change your mind? You're like, nah, that might be too far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pregnant right now, so I feel like I definitely have those moments.
Did you have the baby?
Like, maybe that's too far.
Anymore.
I'm sucking in my stomach right now.
Oh, all right. He got on a waist trainer.
What's different between this success you're having now and the success you had with Old Town Road?
This success, I feel like I'm much more in control of, you know? and I'm making my calculated moves in the way I feel I need to make them. And I feel like anybody that's pissed off are the exact people that need to be pissed off, mm-hmm. you know?
Because nobody could have predicted the success of Old Town Road. Like, there's nobody around you, not even yourself.
Absolutely.
So what
not.
Happens when you end up with the biggest record ever?
I mean, what happens is, you know, you go on the barbershop show, and Charlamagne's like, man, boom, drop some songs and videos and, you know, make the world shake a little bit.
That's what I see, though. I remember when you did the shop, you didn't seem as free as you do now. Like, when I look at you now, I can tell, like, this young man is really free. He's really comfortable. You didn't seem that way back then.
I guess I wasn't, because it's a process, you know, and I'm still like, it's a steady thing, you know, throughout our whole life. I guess I'm just further along now mm-hmm. than 2019.
Did you ever think you was gonna be a one-hit wonder? Were you ever, did that ever cross your mind?
That never really crossed my mind. The only time that ever crossed my mind is if I had a bad day and I was already like feeling like these like self-deprecating thoughts or whatever.
Did you ever feel like Old Town Road was bigger than you?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
At one time definitely. It was, I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we have more with Lil Nas X when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Lil Nas X. Charlamagne?
Didn't the country community give you backlash when Old Town Road first came out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do they think now? Because they must feel like, I told y'all he wasn't a real country artist.
Actually, a lot of country artists have been showing me a lot of support. And I mean, I don't know what people may think, but I am still going to probably get back to doing some country-ish music or And I mean, because I like different genres and whatnot. I like making a lot of different music, so.
What influenced the country? Were you a country listener? Did you listen to country or was it just vibe?
It was genuinely like I saw like one of these like country trappish kind of songs. I was like, damn. What if I did that but better? And, you know, that's what happened.
That's how I felt listening to the new album. I'm like, I have no idea what genre of music Lil Nas X makes.
I just categorize as pop now, you know? But I do a lot of
Now, what advice is Elton John giving you? Because I always hear about Elton John, you know, putting his arm around certain individuals and giving them real OG advice. What advice is he giving you?
What advice is Elton giving me? You know, he pretty much is giving me, like, the, you know, keep doing you. Be yourself and whatnot. And he probably told me some other things I can't remember right now because.
Jesus Christ. I don't remember what Elton John told you.
I've been talking to a lot of people lately. So.
Elton John! So who do
you. Thank you, Elton.
Who do you respect? Like, who do you hear from and you it sticks to you, like, when you hear it?
It sticks to me. Maybe not. Maybe because we haven't talked in person. Well, we've talked in person, but not about that. But, like, I literally sometimes will look up like Kanye motivation videos and whatnot because Kanye is outspoken as f. And even though that may not always come out, you know, great or whatnot, I love that. And I wish everybody was like that. You know, I want to be more like that.
You know, the thing about Kanye that's so interesting, for whatever reason, Kanye is allowed to make mistakes. Like, exactly. The culture treats Kanye the way we should treat everyone. He's exactly. allowed to make mistakes for some reason.
And he set that up for himself, you know, because he's never going back on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I said that, it's done.
Yep.
Let's move on. And people are like, damn. Did
and you people hear the new move Kanye on.
Song?
Yeah.
You know? Now, Tales of Dominica.
Tales of Dominica.
Dominico. Yeah. What's that about?
And he's from there and didn't even pronounce it right.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
My father is half from
what
Dominica,
it
half here. But mm-hmm. the problem is my dad doesn't really know his dad, so he don't know that side.
Mm-hmm. Tales of Dominica is like from the point of view of when I like first started making music, you know. I'm writing kind of like I woke up on the floor of the plastic bed, you know. I was on an air mattress at my brother's house, and you know, there was like a lot of like domestic violence. Like, they were always like fighting with their girls and whatnot, and you know, randomly like f***ing shooting up into the sky. And I was just like, damn, this is a lot of f***ing chaos.
That was not slime.
Gang back. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, talking about how I didn't want to go back to home, you know, because I know my stepmom was just going to like kind of shit on me, and it's because she wanted the best for me, I guess. So it's kind of like a tales of this beautiful place, but it's like the worst part of my life at that point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you killed it at the Met Gala. I want to say that
you
had my favorite looks for the night, because I think like taking risks in fashion is so important, and I think I love the way that, as far as your packaging, like your persona, mm-hmm. your music, and the way that you perform, but also the way you dress is so important for you too. Are you gonna do something like maybe in fashion?
Absolutely. I feel like once I'm 100% can focus on it and like only that, because I feel like a lot of times people like hop straight into something. They don't really even give a fuck about it. And I don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. The same like with movies and shit. Like, I want to be in movies and shit one day, but I want to be like dedicated to that.
I'm so mad you passed up Euphoria. That would have been, I love that show.
Why did you pass up Euphoria? I love Euphoria, man.
I had to finish my album, you know, and I had to start getting ready to drop singles and shit, you know. I mean, I wouldn't have had this year without that time.
No, you're right. Those are hard decisions to make.
Yeah. Now you have to leave, guys. I know you have to go. All right,
when's the baby due?
The baby is due Friday. You guys had to watch the birth video.
You did a birth video?
Yeah.
You know who did that first?
Who?
Cosby Show. You ever seen that episode?
I've seen the pictures of it when people were like having a discourse.
All the guys were pregnant and they all gave birth to things that they loved. So some gave birth to sandwiches, some gave birth to cars, some gave birth to ships. So your idea isn't that original.
I feel like I did it better. I mean, I love the Cosby Show, though. Mm-hmm. Wait, can we say that?
Yes! Yeah, it's man. Art!
Yeah. Cosby Show made millions go to one of those
hits. He's rubbing his knees like, absolutely. Now, he's rubbing his knees like, did I just get canceled?
Do you lose respect for artists when they go at you? When they take it out of music and say the things that you do? Do you lose respect for those artists?
Which artists?
Like, whether it's T.I. or Boosie.
I still bump T.I. I mean, I was listening to Boosie in the Club other day. I don't really care. Honestly, I feel like I wish they didn't say it, I guess, but I like the music. I'm going to listen to the music. You know, if somebody's got beef with me, it don't mean I have beef with them, mm-hmm. you know?
Does it ever occur to you how you're really breaking all these barriers for people? Like, there's a lot of different things, even just being in country music or being in hip-hop and being who you are and unapologetic about it. Do you ever think, like, damn, I'm doing things that have never been done before?
Not really, because I feel like everything has been done before in some kind of way, and it's just always different ways to do it, I guess. But I think it's dope that people see it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but keep doing your thing, man. Mm-hmm. And I like the way you don't give a f-, and I like that you're truly being yourself. I like the fact you're clearly free.
I appreciate it.
That's right, Lil Nas X. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get into industry, baby. Thank you for joining us.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When it's time to get with someone special, the best way to do it is with Magnum Large Size Condoms. That gold foil wrapper is a badge of honor, and it means you're protected. And you take care of things with comfort. Accept no substitutes. Bring the pleasure with the gold standard. Magnum Large Size Condoms.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about plastic surgery, BBLs, and all that other stuff. They've been saying that, you know, they have been on the rise since the pandemic. A lot of people have used their PPP money or their extra money to go get a BBL, a facelift, some surgery, or something like this.
And I know a lot of people were taking time when they were at home to actually get work done so they didn't have to, like, leave the house. So right. it was a good time to do it.
Do you ever see people doing it and you just want to tell them to stop? Like, a lot of people that I see do it, I always think they go too far. Like, their ass is just too far. And Charlamagne just walked out for a second, but I want to be honest. How do you clean your ass when your ass is that big? How? Like, you can't reach, your ass has to be stinky. You cannot reach and clean your ass that well.
I think sometimes, from my understanding, sometimes what the issue is, some of it is corrective too, right? Because sometimes if the work isn't done right, you have to get the massages, you know, you have to make sure you do certain things. And so sometimes they end up having to get like corrective surgery. And
yeah,
then
but when the ass is that big, how do you clean your ass? Like, how do you, like,
you have someone do it for you?
You cannot clean your ass good. So when you poop, you gotta have a stinky ass, you gotta have muddy ass all day.
I really wish you would stop asking about Saucy Santana, bro. That's what I really wish.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Saucy is nice. I didn't mean to curse. But so, what are you talking about?
No, we're talking about BBLs. And I was saying sometimes I feel like a lot of people go too far. And like women, sometimes the butt is just too big. And I don't even know how they clean the butt.
But it is like the most dangerous plastic surgery a person can get. And so I do want to put that out there. You got to make sure you go to the right doctor if you are planning to do it. Get the right recommendation.
Some
of them
look stupid.
I'll never tell anybody what to do with their own body. But I will say, whatever you do, do it safely.
Make sure
that person doesn't have a lot of complaints against them and a lot of things gone wrong. You can look all of those things up. Make sure you get the consultations. And, you know, you can't fly and do things for a period of time.
It looks dumb.
Just make sure you plan for that whole recovery period.
And then when you get older, the butt just goes to the ground. It just looks bad.
How do
we know? None of these people have gotten
OT.
Yeah,
how do you know?
It has to.
Man, shut up. Why you just be talking?
It has to.
Where's the butt gonna go? Grab it. Right?
Now, this is gonna be the crazy part.
Where's your testicles go?
Huh?
What does your testicles have to do with it?
When you get old, your testicles.
Are you talking about guys that are getting in?
Did I hear you say you would like to be bagged this morning, darling? Darling. Did I just hear that, darling? Listen to me. Listen. Here's the thing. In the future, right, when they be going to be digging up a lot of these corpses, they not going to know what we were. I'm serious. Because it's going to be silicone. Yes. It's gonna be all types of crazy stuff in the ground. And I also would like to say I agree with everything that both of y'all are saying in this room this morning. And Chris Rock and Kevin Hart have some amazing commentary and observations about plastic surgery. For anybody who went to go see them this weekend at the Garden or saw them last night at the Barclays, if you've seen the Reality Check Ego Trip Tour period, you've heard these fantastic commentary. Wish I could tell y'all, but I would never ruin nobody's jokes.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ellie.
Ellie, good morning. We're talking about horrible plastic surgeries, and you just got to tell your friend.
Okay, so this, supposedly, I didn't know this, but lip injections, they go down. Like, I didn't know that, but, like, you have to, like, keep getting lip injections or else they're going to go down.
Yeah, they're like fillers, so once you get them, they actually go away, and then you have to get them again.
Lip injections look stupid to me, too. They look stupid.
Yes. So this girl, she is, like, getting lip injections probably, like, once a month. Once every 2 months or something like that. And she was like, I gotta go get my lip injections. I was like, girl, you're giving Bobo the clown. Like, you don't need lip injections right now. She's like, no, they're going down. And she was like, and I was like, no, they're like honestly taking up your whole face. So I think you should tell someone.
And did it make her not do it anymore?
No, she still went.
I think what we're doing now is better than telling somebody after the fact. Because after the fact, there's really not much they can do. But I think what we're doing now is some preventive measures.
Well, I think with lip injections, you can, because they do go away. So you have to keep on getting them so you can be like too much.
They go too far.
And I think when you first get them, they're a lot more, they're very like swollen. So they're supposed to go down. So a lot of times.
Your lips shouldn't touch your nose.
With certain things, like people get them. And then it's also like the amount, I guess, that you put in.
Your lips shouldn't touch your nose? No, it's so big. I mean, hey, listen, everything should be subtle, right? Like, because you don't want people to know you got surgery, per se, right? Like, you would want to just do a little something, and then people see you and be like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think
you've been in the gym.
The point should be to try to look natural.
Correct. Right? First up, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest. He only come up here when he got something to promote. Even though he could come up here anytime he wants to. But
I use my friends at the right time.
His name is Little Duval.
What's up?
I see you cutting off your grays nowadays.
Yeah, no, I had let it grow out. I had let it grow out for a little bit to be a granddaddy for a little bit. But now I'm a little zaddy now. I cut it off. I meant to get another haircut because now the white's growing back. You see the white.
What's wrong with that? You used to give people hell for shaving their face off.
I don't care. I still got the gray right here now. Don't get it twisted. I still got the gray. Not in my hair.
Now, Envy should be here because Envy.
That's why he's not here.
Envy grayed all the way. He dying his out.
I think both of them avoided you today, to be honest with you. I think Envy.
I wanted to see because I could see in person, like on camera, all that look real. But in person, I wanted to see, like, is you got paint in your face, boy?
No, Envy don't look real on camera.
He don't look
real. Envy got the worst paint job in New York City.
Yeah, Envy grow his hair out?
I don't know, you know.
I want to bet Envy $5,000. Envy, if you listen to this, I got $5,000 for you if you let your hair grow out till December.
Who you think got a better paint job, Envy, Khaled, or Kevin Hart?
Cali ain't no joke. Cali boy. He super black. Like, he used like Negro spiritual black.
Well, let's talk about your special. This is your first special, right?
Yeah, this is my first special, man. Like,
he cheating too. He ain't telling no jokes.
Yeah, I told half jokes, half music, and I put a lot of people on. That's just what my comedy is. That's why I see what comedy is evolving into. It's like a Vegas show. Like, that's what I do my show. My show is comedy, music, entertainment, and fun.
And you had who on there? Pretty V on there.
Pretty V on there. You know Jay Ski on there.
Jay Ski on there.
This thing.
Brescia.
Brescia Webb. She showed love. Navi Green. Nard hosting. He on there. So I did my thing, I put a lot of people on there too to show love.
And even though comedians have always been doing records, you got every comedian trying to make a song now.
Yeah, even the white ones.
Salute to Andrew Schultz. I've been inspiring the wrong people, I've noticed, with making music. But, I mean, it is what it is. If it's making you feel good and you having a good time with it, do it, you know? That's what I did. I didn't do it to blow up. I did it because I loved it doing it. Just so happened that song stuck.
But you always been making music, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been doing it. That's how I got in the comedy game. Mm-hmm. I was a musical comedian. When I first started, they told me that wasn't comedy. Now, look, everybody doing it.
Yeah. What you been doing during the pandemic other than pissing people off, man?
Living my best life per usual. I didn't change too much because what I do, I was damn near like that before the pandemic.
Well, pissing people off, we know.
Well, that, but at the same time, the way I live, the way I move.
Yeah.
I always used to wear masks even before this because I used to like to move around and just go around so people didn't know who I was, but ain't nothing changed for me.
Yeah.
I had a great time. Like, I mean, of course, with the lies that passed, but at the same time, in my mind, like I told you when we used to be on the phone, if it was as bad as they said it was, we was going to die. So that's how I had it in my mind. So in my mind, I was like, hey, man, if it's going to be this bad, I'm going to live my best life like my man Kool-Aid did. And that's what I did.
Yeah, you called Duval.
Did you get COVID?
I probably caught that thing about 2-3 times.
You did have it, though.
Yeah, I had it. I mean, we all had it. I think anybody that told you they didn't, you don't realize somebody had it until after you told them you had it. You're like, yeah, I had it, too.
I think when we was all in Anguilla, I think all of us had it.
I think we all called it in Anguilla. That's messing right. Around with Charlamagne on New Year's. Somebody,
everybody was
sick. I ain't
sick.
Gonna say their name, but somebody was sick as f*** at that goddamn...
Everybody was sick.
At that party we had in New Year's. Everybody was sick. And I think I was the most sickest before they even acknowledged it. Like, I was messed up like that January.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I got messed up again, then I got messed up again, then I got messed
up. Hey, so you caught it 3 times for real.
Every time I catch a cold, I think I got corona.
But you've been between Florida and Georgia, so it's a good possibility.
Nah, we immune down there.
Did you know anybody that died? Like,
yeah, a couple people.
I'm talking about in that area? Like, you saw them partying 1 week?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. I mean, I do know some people that got messed up from it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my man got messed up from it, but we lived through it, man.
Yeah.
Are there any permanent changes you feel like you would make in life since the pandemic? Because obviously things have changed somewhat, even if it's not as drastic as it is in other places. Is there anything that you're like, do this differently from now on?
No. I'd be lying because I'm programmed how I am. I'm going to live like this. I'm going to die like this.
Well, there's somebody in the room that won't argue with you, man, because, you know,
uh-oh,
that tweet you put out where you said men over 30 shouldn't have other men over 30, his roommates really stung his soul.
Who?
Dramos.
You a roommate?
Nah, I did it until recently.
Hit dogs be hollering, man. Let me tell you, man. Honestly, I was just tweeting. I did not know it was going to affect people like this, especially men, because usually when you talk about men, we just laugh and move on. But this resonated so hard in y'all's soul. I didn't know it was that many 30-year-old roommates.
Because times is hard out here, man. People
It ain't hard out here in the South, because they getting that PPP loan. That's true. Y'all need to get a PPP loan.
But
y'all
men out here shacking up, man, for financial reasons, man.
Yeah, and see, what made me see that, I knew my homeboy, they was down in Miami stunting.
Yeah.
But they roommates.
So you was on one person.
Yeah, I was on one person. That's usually how all my tweets be. They read one person and everybody else take them personal. Stop taking my tweets personal in your own personal life.
Can Dramos defend himself? I want to hear
Go ahead and defend yourself. I don't care, but go ahead.
I mean, because I think y'all are old, so you don't understand what it's like.
How old are you?
From the bottom. 30.
You old too. Anything after 30 is old.
Listen,
young
bro,
people.
But I grew up in a different generation, bro. Jobs don't pay what they used to. Cities are expensive as hell to live in. And first of all, y'all make it sound like some sort of gay shacking up.
Jamma, Jamma,
Jamma. We did not say nothing like that.
It is
Jamma,
shacking up.
Calm down. That's a full-fledged relationship,
man,
for real.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. It is. In the South, if you live with somebody for more than 3 years, it's common law marriage.
It's common law marriage.
Then y'all be chatting up on the phone.
Your roommate can't kick you out. You know that, right? Your roommate can't really kick you out, literally. I mean, legally, they can't kick you out.
Y'all together, man.
I'm giving you some advice just in case you shack up again.
Bro, if me and my former roommate were dating, y'all two are definitely dating.
What you mean? We don't ever live together.
You spent New Year's together on vacation together?
Yeah, okay.
With family and friends.
Let me tell you the difference, though. Hold up. Let me tell you the difference.
Go ahead.
We ain't mad what you said, though. You got offended.
I didn't get offended.
You got offended. Let me tell you how you offended, because we're talking about it now. I didn't even realize y'all was offended till the next day. And I went back on Twitter. I was like, oh, they mad. I did not know. Like, it ain't that serious. Don't take nothing I say that serious.
Dramos.
What?
Dramos, you should have just led with, you know, I just purchased a home recently.
I did.
So I did.
But that's what
so
I was
saying. Okay, if that's
why
what
are you yelling at me?
All right, if it make you feel better, I had a roommate in my 20s.
Okay.
For a couple years.
And like, you know, I lived with my mom at 32.
Like, if it make you feel bad, like, it's not that serious.
I'm not upset. I'm not hurt.
This is why it's so hard to tell jokes, because they want to examine every f***ing joke you do.
And the only thing I say is, it's nothing wrong with two men living together, but they got to have two bathrooms. You can't share one
Y'all
bathroom.
Y'all sharing a bathroom?
Bro, you know, and you don't, have you ever lived in New York City?
That's what move? Like, everybody else. Move like everybody else that got sense. Atlanta is booming right now. You can't find a house in Atlanta because everybody with sense is moving down south. Like, certain stuff, if you can't afford it, move.
I saved my money and I bought a house, so I was smart about it. What I'm saying is, you got a lot of people that, and listen, it's a joke. I'm not really offended by it. But a lot of people, a lot of people do feel upset about it.
You see how he moved
like,
on from sharing that toilet with that nigga, though, right? He moved on.
Did you share a toilet?
What that got to do with anything?
But did you share a toilet?
But what does that have to do with anything?
You got a house now, so it don't matter. This is your come up story.
And he told me behind the scenes how uncomfortable it was.
Everybody got a come up story.
He told me he sat on the toilet seat after his homeboy one time and it was warm. He was like, that was the only time it was real uncomfortable.
Y'all sit on the same toilet.
Have you never used a public restroom?
I've never used, no, whenever, in the last 20 years, I've used my own toilet. Another man has never sat on my toilet.
Bro, as much as you travel, you've never sat.
Another man has never sat on my toilet, not even in my hotels. Ask Jay Ski. They got to go to a whole nother room if they got to pee. I don't blame
Even if they got to pee?
Even if they got to pee.
Nah,
be just peeing everywhere.
That is true.
You like, wow. I know what I do, so I know what they going to do. I don't let no man take a shower in my shower.
I have a question. Why do guys pee on the toilet seat and not put it up and not pee in the toilet? Because
if it ain't your toilet, you don't care.
I try. Even when I'm aiming, my wife will complain
sometimes,
about his pee
like,
on the floor.
Sometimes after you, sometimes the pee go everywhere. So
yeah.
So, you know.
All right, we got more of a Little Duval when we come back. Let's get into his joint. Smile, bitch. It's the Breakfast Club.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. That was Smile, Little Duval. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Little Duval. Charlamagne?
Now, I want to ask you some stuff you be asking people on Twitter, man.
Oh, Lord.
What's the dumbest shit you ever did for a woman you loved and now you regret it?
Bald everything. I bald them everything and let them keep it after we break up.
Like what?
They leave with a great severance package.
Yeah, you can't take stuff. You can't take gifts back. That's, you know.
Like, but after a while, you're like, damn, I shouldn't have gave her that shit.
What's the most expensive thing you bought?
Tiffany ring, a house, a cars.
A house?
You bought somebody a house?
You left a woman with a house?
You ain't never tell me that one now.
We'll talk
Sheesh.
Later.
A house?
We'll talk later.
Dramas.
She's still
dramas
living it?
We'll talk later, man. We'll talk later, man. Y'all won't get that juice.
God damn.
We'll talk later. But I ain't mad at nothing.
Was it like a nice house?
You ain't finna get none of that tea.
A modular home?
I got a show coming out, Living My Best Life. I talk about it on the show. Y'all watch it. It's on pay-per-view right now. It's an all black. It's an all black network too. I went all black.
Oh,
so y'all
Bob
can't
Johnson.
Say I'm not supporting all black. I went all black on my first special, so support it.
What about somebody kidnapped your old lady and held her for $100,000 ransom? What you doing?
She held. The hell you talking about?
You not gonna pay for your old lady,
man? I'm gonna give her a deep post with a caption. I'm gonna give her a deep post with a caption and act like I just missed it. I'm like, man, I was just about to send the money and everything. Yeah, but she gone.
How you gonna ask people the question, but you, that's your answer for real?
Yeah, I asked it. They could have gave that answer too, but that's my answer.
Damn.
You know what it is? Me and my old lady talked about it. You know what it is, right? If we go to one of these countries, they kidnap you. You kidnap.
Well, you say he,
what if they had Charlamagne for ransom for $100,000?
I give them $5,000. We gotta negotiate $5,000. I got $5,000 for you, man. Ain't nobody getting past 10. My daughter, that's it.
Okay, what about when you said a lot of these got a sugar daddy too? Who are you talking about?
I got a new show called Living My Best Life. Special, first special ever. Charlamagne, you're not gonna throw me under this. Won't happen. Won't happen.
It feels like he knows the answer already.
You set me up. I talk about it on my special.
Listen, I don't think there's nothing wrong with having a sponsor, man. You call him a sugar daddy, I call him a sponsor, man.
You know what I'm talking about. Who I'm talking about, Charlamagne?
What made you put stars in your Prius?
Now you want to switch this.
Oh, listen, but Frodo, you did put stars in the Prius.
Yeah, man, to let these f***ers know it's going to be a hot boy summer. See the boys up. And this is why I don't like the interview with my friends, man. They don't never do right.
No, I just asked a question, man.
Why are you sweating?
Because it's hot in here. You got on. I'm trying to figure out why you not sweating. You got leather pants on.
Hey, because it's my special pants. Like my stand-up special. My stand-up special pants.
Nick, you see him?
You know, every comedian wear leather. I wanted to be like the Rat Pack.
Man, them hot as hell. And
nah, they feel good. We up. It's still cold up here in New York. Like, I don't know why y'all still up here, but y'all are the only two left up here.
Shit, you might be right.
Everybody else down in Atlanta.
You ain't here.
I'm in Turks and Caicos.
Envy ain't here. I don't know where the hell Envy at.
I done told Charlamagne this 1,000 times. Why don't y'all buy something in the islands like me? I done told y'all this 1,000 times.
I plan to.
Think about how much you done spent vacationing.
I'm not here looking.
9 times out of 10, is just going to the Caribbeans. And all the Caribbeans is the same on each island. So just pick an island that you like the most and buy something.
My thing is trying to figure out if I want to... if I want to buy land and build something, or if I want to buy something that's already...
Either way, do one or the other. It depends on how much time you got. If you got a lot of time, because when you deal with islanders, they slow as hell. So if you got a lot of time, then build something. But if you don't, just buy something.
Damn, you're going to be doing seminars soon, man.
No, I ain't. No, I'm not that. I'm not Envy.
You need to. It's going to be DJ Envy, Lil Duval, and Flippin' MJ.
MJ my size, no. I lost 62 pounds with
Flipping NJ.
And I feel it look like a new man.
He renovated his body.
Before I sold houses, I was napping. Now look at me.
Here's another one you tweeted. Have you ever taken your advice and said mid-argument, I see why your ex broke up with you?
I do that all the time. You never know. Like, you try to hear their point of view, and then you be like, you know what? After like 2 weeks of hearing that, you're like, you know what? I can definitely see where they're coming from.
Damn.
And then you stop answering their call.
How did your old man?
I got a friend like that right now. I see where you're going, Charlamagne. Don't work on me, Charlamagne.
What are you talking about?
I see where you go. It's not going to work.
I just going to ask.
I see where it's going.
What would a woman say?
I know all your tactics because we practiced them the day before on other people. It's not going to work. Move on to next tweet.
I'm really just trying to get you to tell one story,
you know,
man. That's so
happen.
Funny,
it
man.
It ain't going to happen. No.
Be direct. What's the story?
Hopefully he's living my best life.
Hopefully
special
he put in a special
right
or something.
It won't be in this special. It'll be in the special like 10 years
I'll tell
years
you
from
this.
Now.
It's the funniest Lil Duval story of all time. And that says a lot. Man, whatever you were smoking
you
got me coughing.
You high already?
Hell yeah.
I wish I could smoke on this show.
What the hell was you smoking?
Nope.
Good.
Don't do it.
Good.
What made you decide?
Has anybody smoked on here yet?
Snoop.
Yes.
Okay,
so Ray Sherman. Ray Sherman lit up in there. Yeah.
I let Ray Sherman get over me. I can see Snoop, but Ray, bro. Ray? Hey. That's fucked up, bro.
I think they just did it, though.
I'll tell you what happened. Charlamagne told them it was okay for them to smoke, even though it wasn't. That's what happened.
Ain't nobody ever asked.
Can I smoke?
I don't care. I don't got nothing to do. I mean, I'm saying I don't know the rules, though. I don't care.
It turned into a whole big thing.
It did?
Yes, it did.
Oh, y'all popping there. You can do what the fuck you want
to
do.
Now, let me ask you this. What made you decide to do a special after all this time, right? Because I'm sure you had other opportunities to do some. But what made you decide now is the right time?
Because I thought other things were more important at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean, specials are always going to be there, but at the same time, specials are like albums now.
Mm-hmm.
And do people really care about albums like that anymore?
Depends who it is.
Yeah, it depends on who it is. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So so I wanted to get to a point where I was one of the that it depends on who it was.
What is your favorite stand-up special, though, that you've seen?
I don't watch none of them.
I really don't.
You watch Bill Burr?
I did, but I didn't even watch all that. But
okay. The
part I did watch, I like watching people that just don't give a f*** like me. But see, the difference is they on a whole nother level, too. He had a point. That's where every comedian want to be at, a point where no matter what you say, they don't care.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm at that in my world, but I want to be at that in all worlds.
I think that's impossible nowadays. I think even if they know you to be that, they're going to still find ways to be offended. That's the thing, right? To be able, if you can say whatever it is you want to say, you just got to be able to deal with whatever the backlash is.
And I feel like I'm like that because I'm so immune and scorned to it just from being on social media. Me and you all the time, ain't nobody been through more stuff than me and you. I get canceled every month.
Yeah.
I'm so immune to the bullshit. It's almost like I'm scorned from it. Yeah. I don't even notice when I'm being.
I don't even be over there. People be hitting me like, you know they going in on you. I'm like, for real?
All right, we got more with Lil Duval when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club of the Morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Little Duval. Yee.
You see, they're upset about Prince Charming now.
Nah, what happened?
And
bring me up on game.
You know how he kisses. She did not give consent for Prince Charming to kiss her and wake her up, Sleeping Beauty. So now they're trying to say that's wrong. It's not okay to kiss a woman.
Oh, you talking about Sleeping Beauty or Snow White?
You talking
White?
About the real
yes,
movie?
Man.
Isn't it? Oh, wait, is it Snow White? Who is it?
I'm going to show it to you.
The Disney.
Yes, man.
So that's a charge now.
Yes, man.
And y'all wonder why I won't tell no more stories about back in the day in Daytona. Yeah, all right.
Look, Disneyland's new Snow White ride criticized for including Prince Charming's non-consensual kiss. Snow White was dead. The kiss brought her back to life.
She didn't ask for it, though.
They saying that about CPR. You sent me something earlier, so you can't do CPR.
Those people,
people
that get mad like that, I be wanting to sit there and talk to them, like person, not what they post. I want to sit there and ask them questions. And if you talk to them, they'll realize it really ain't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
They just need something right. to talk to. Like, but what they don't realize is good enough to society to care about it more. You care about something that's not really a big deal. And it makes the society feel like it's a bigger deal. And now we make it a big deal because now people's emotions get involved in and then it's not that, like, come
yeah,
on,
in my bro. In my mind, I be thinking, how privileged are you that the only thing you got to complain about in your life is whether or not Prince Charming's kiss was consensual with Snow White? By the way, it's way worse things than Snow White, by the way.
It's way, I don't want to talk
about
people
forget
it right.
Snow
don't
White.
Talk about it on this show because somehow it's going to correlate to what
no,
we
No, I'm
doing.
Just, Snow White mama died during the childbirth. Nobody want to talk about the maternal death rate?
Nobody want to talk about Revenge of the Nerds movies.
No, we definitely won't talk about that. No. No.
You see what I'm saying? Let's move on.
Now, would you fight Floyd Mayweather for $250,000? You tweeted that, too.
Hey, man, I let him knock my jaw off.
For $250? That's all.
Nah, a meal. I need a meal.
Oh, but Joe Cinco getting a meal to fight?
He is?
Yeah, he fighting under the undercard. On the undercard.
Who he fighting?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
I'll fight him for a meal. I'll fight Ocho Cinco for a meal. Ocho, you want to fight?
That's going to be a short-ass fight.
I don't care. Ooh,
hey, y'all keep playing with boxing, though. One punch
a
can kill you.
Short-ass fight. Thank you. She'll be on my Living My Best Life tour.
One punch can kill you if you get hit the wrong way, bro.
Not if you know how to fall. Man, I get people to watch.
You going to let them hit you?
Man, I know how to fall. What happens is it be the second hit, the third hit.
Yeah.
But that first hit, boy, ain't nobody gonna spin like I spin. Trust me. Put a couple M's in there. Put a couple M's and throw some of them coins that everybody buying.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. Throw some of them cryptos and Doge and what is it? Dougie Howard.
What is it?
Dogecoin.
Throw some of them in there and I'm ready to fight. I'm gonna go run a couple laps and do a couple swimming, get my body right. How much time I got? When the fight?
It's in Miami in June.
Oh, nah, it's deep. Oh, yeah, we're gonna be. Oh,
you don't have time. You gotta get more preparation.
I think he already got an opponent, though.
Who, Ocho Cinco?
Yeah. You said, but nobody wants to see you in
I think
Ocho.
He didn't announce it yet.
Nobody don't want to see Mayweather in. What is
no,
Logan
I'm not
Perry,
watching it. I'm definitely. Logan Paul.
Logan Paul? Like, this is how bored entertainment has got.
Damn, ain't it?
I'm really watching Mayweather and Logan Paul. Is it Logan Paul?
Logan Paul.
That let the audience know, like, we really slow as an audience because this is all that we see as entertainment. That's why Charlamagne always tell me I work too hard.
Yes.
Because it's like, it's too easy to make money entertaining now. Like, you ain't even got to have that much sense. And I be overthinking this shit, and then you see somebody do nothing and they make millions. So.
And you on your Living My Best
I'm
Life
over
special.
Here, I'm
sweating.
Over here sweating, working during the pandemic, trying to make people happy. Still on the road.
Dancing. Singing.
Tap dancing.
Got a.
Got a band. I had pyro and everything coming out by the eighth show. I was like, man, cut that shit out, man.
You had pyro too?
Man, I had all that shit when I first started that tour. I was like, man, boy, I'm finna.
That's expensive.
Yeah, I realized that by the sixth, seventh show.
Did you make any money?
Hell no. That's another thing.
What?
Man, I made less money on that tour than I made just before it.
Hold on. So wasn't the tour sponsored?
No, we went half.
No.
That's what happens when you do independent.
But I was
cool with it. Like, I really enjoyed the tour. The fact that I did my own tour and we did all those cities and they was all sold out. I was just happy to do that. And, like, I could say I did my own tour. So
And you said,
I didn't go broke off of it, but the fact that I took everybody on tour that was down with me from day one, that was gratifying in itself.
Did they make any money?
Yeah, they made probably more than me.
Damn, and you still ain't gonna do no album.
Yeah, I'm gonna do an album. Matter of fact, I'm going out to what's name, and we're gonna work on some new music now. I'm going out to the Bay Area now after I leave here.
With who? Who's what's his name?
With me and Clay, we're going out there.
That is,
I see where you're trying to go. Special, live my best life special.
Where can they watch it, man?
Pay-per-view, and it's on all deaf. I mean,
all black.
All black.
A-L-L-B-L-K, and you can watch it on pay-per-view. The video on demand.
Yeah, on demand.
And it's available right now.
It's available right now.
All right, it's Lil Duval. It's The Breakfast Club.
We in this together, but stay the f*** away from me.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our program today is brought to you by Peacock, presenting the new original limited series, The Best Man. The final chapters from the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday, and executive producer of Insecure. Stream the limited series now, only on Peacock.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys, donkeys. Bunch of f***ing jackass.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day goes to 36-year-old Cynthia Perkins. I don't know what's going on in the world anymore. I truly don't. This isn't the earth that I grew up in. Okay, nothing makes sense. And I'm blaming it all on repressive regimentation. Okay, I'm telling you, the human mind in this era has been altered and is being controlled by a certain psychological technique, and I really think that technique is stemming from social media. Okay, I don't care what anyone says. In the future, we are all going to see the impact of the smartphone on the human brain. All right, smartphones make for dumb people. Sick people. Okay, social media has brainwashed us. It has reduced our ability to think critically. It has reduced our ability to think independently. It has changed our attitudes, values, and beliefs. Because I don't know why, for the life of me, somebody would believe they have to put sperm in cupcakes and serve it to kids. Ugh. You heard me right. Cynthia Perkins, or Pervy Perk is what they call her, was out here putting cuckoo spit in the cupcakes. All right. Human custard in cupcakes. It is daddy sauce in the ding-dongs, people. All right. After hearing this story, you might never look at a delicious Hostess chocolate cupcake the same ever again. Hell, all the orange-flavored ones. Or a Twinkie. Anything with a cream filling, you're going to look at and wonder if it's man-chowder inside. All right. You will never look at anything with cream filling the same ever again. Let's go to WBRZ ABC 2 for the report, please.
In a shocking development, Perkins agreed to a plea deal, admitting her involvement in a child rape. But her defense says the real monster in this case is yet to be tried.
The former teacher taking a surprise plea deal Monday instead of facing a jury. Pleading guilty to one count of production of child porn, one count of second-degree rape, and one count of mingling of substances. Originally facing more than 70 counts, the Attorney General's office agreeing to cut that down only if she agreed to testify against her ex-husband, Dennis Perkins. The couple are accused of filming and raping a child, as well as feeding treats tainted with Dennis's semen to her students back in 2019.
What the hell kind of sick-ass satanic ritual is happening here? I have so many questions, and one of those questions is, who discovered there was clam sauce in the cupcakes? All right, and I know these types of people have always existed. We've heard of, you know, some of these types of sex crimes, but what is the point of putting your husband's semen in cupcakes? What kind of sick-ass fetish is that? All right? Peanut butter prick juice cupcakes, vanilla slong jelly-filled cupcakes. You're about to do 41 years because your husband put his sperm in Little Debbie's to give the Little Debbie. Not just Little Debbie, Little Bill, Little Wayne, Little John. Not the rappers, the kids, the students in this junior high school that your wife used to work at. By the way, Cynthia was a teacher. A teacher. And her husband was a deputy at the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office. These are the people we are trusting with our children. These are the people we are trusting to protect and serve. These are supposed to be the leaders in our community. And you wonder why people don't know where the hell they're going? Because they don't know. Because we don't know who we really following. Okay? We doomed. All right? Please give Cynthia Perkins and her ex-husband, Dennis Perkins, the biggest hee-haw. This is... I don't even know, bro. Like,
mothers need to whoop her ass. Could you imagine your child eating one of them sperm cupcakes?
I mean, that's just on that, and that's on top of all the other sex crimes that her and her husband was doing. And this is this is a teacher, and her husband was a deputy sheriff. Like, these are the people that we following? That these people in that community were supposed to be following?
That's crazy.
You never know who you're really following. Just like when you eat at certain people's house, you never know what you're really swallowing. Be careful, okay? They out there putting, you know, nizzle drizzle in the nut butter and nut butter in the cupcakes, all right? Like, come on, man. Like, this is some sick-ass satanic ritual type of stuff. Like, what is happening in the world?
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
We hear stories about people eating kids. Now they got them eating their kids. Pizzagate, Cupcakegate. What is happening out here in these streets?
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, girl.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast.
You all right?
Yeah, my dad just texted me. Hey, when you get a chance, can you tell me what drill rap is?
No.
They're building a case.
They're building a case.
Your dad a former DA, right?
They're building a case. Oh, man. All right, Dad, I'll call you later to tell you what drill rap is. All right. It's street rap, Dad. It's just street rap. It's a different sound. It started from Chicago. Just like a street rap. I'll send you some
you just told him.
Some drill rap songs. See if you can understand it. All right. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about 90 Day Fiancé. Now, what happened on 90 Day Fiancé? I don't watch it.
Gina was upset about Jasmine going to a bachelorette party and getting a lap dance from a male stripper.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Ladies, if your man went to a bachelor party, would you have a problem if he was dancing with a female stripper? Or stripper, I should just say, or stripper.
Getting a lap dance, not just dancing with. You make it sound like they're in the club, two-stepping.
Right. Same thing with women, you know, with men. If your lady's out, would you have a problem if she got a lap dance, all right? Start with you, yeah, go.
I don't think I would really mind so much. It's not a big deal to me. As long as it's not nothing crazy like you're alone in the champagne room or anything like that, if you guys are out in public, and as long as you're not acting real extra.
All right, okay. Charlamagne.
No, I wouldn't care. I have no idea what happened to my wife's bachelorette party. I do not know.
No, she went to one of her friends right now and got a lap dance from a male stripper.
If your wife went to your... No, because that's the point of the party, right? All the friends having a good time. It's just a lap dance, like, you know
but
what I mean?
But it's kind of a double standard, right? Because I feel the same way. My wife went into, let's say, a friend's bachelorette party and she got a lap dance, I wouldn't care. Now, let me ask you a question. If you went to your friend's bachelor party, would you get a lap dance?
It's a bachelor party. You're supposed to partake of all of the things that are going on at a bachelor party. If there's a pinata, you hit the goddamn pinata. If there's freaking... They bobbing for apples, you bob for apples. If there's strippers there and strippers are giving lap dances and the stripper gives you a lap dance, you get a lap dance. Like, what happens at bachelor parties stays at bachelor parties. Everybody's respectable. I really like... My wife had a y'all was probably too young to have a bachelorette party.
We did, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, my wife had a bachelorette party. They went down to Miami. I don't know what fun they had. I ain't even asked. I didn't have a bachelor party. My whole life was a bachelor party. I didn't need one.
You know what? I didn't have one either.
But I didn't need one.
But I wouldn't care. I went to strip clubs for years. I wouldn't.
I would not care.
Would you want to see the video footage of it?
No. No.
I don't think stuff like that don't bother me though. It's a lap dance.
That's
like,
why I don't want to see it. Definitely doesn't bother me.
As long as he ain't picking her up and turning her upside down and tossing her up in the air and all of that other kind of crazy
that's
stuff.
That's what they do. That's a bachelor party.
They don't do all of that.
Oh, they yes, they do. I've been to male strip clubs in the male review show. They definitely be dumping that thing
pick
on
your
forehead.
Wife up, throw your wife all around, yep. Spin on the finger and all that. Nah, I don't want to see that.
I ain't never seen that.
I've seen it.
Spin on the finger.
Well, not on the finger.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Marin.
Marin, what up, brother?
Marin, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Hey, you know, the question is, man, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, if the man went in and seen a female stripper at his party, I mean, I'm quite sure it'd be cool with his wife, you know, or his girl. I mean, as long as he come back home, you know, that's all that matters, you know. I wrote a book about male dancers. Because I used to be a male dancer when I was younger.
Okay.
You know,
What was your stripper name?
My next stripper name was Black Cat.
Black Cat.
Did anything crazy ever happen while you was dancing for the ladies?
Yeah, you know, women are wild, you know. You know, everybody's having fun.
What does that mean? Know,
my book is Cocktail Party.
Okay.
You know what they say about cocktails? Pour me one and tell me one. You know who told me that? The Godfather Elvis Duran.
That's right. Hey, but you know, you can find me on ASA Publishing Corporation.com/Marin Johnson.
I know, man.
And, you know, it's a good read. It's, you know, there's a lot of women in there. It's a lot of sex and, you know, violence in there, but it's a good book.
And your last name, Johnson. You was born for this, King.
That's right. That's right. Hey, but, yeah, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, he's just probably insecure, you know, so he needs to, you know, get himself right, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy, let his wife endure herself.
He sounds insecure. I can hear the insecurity in the back of his throat.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Hello, who's this?
All right, Mr. Johnson. All right, here you with me. All right, Mr. Johnson. It's a party going on right here.
Okay.
Good morning, mama.
She's definitely getting a lap dance.
I want a lap dance.
You said
good
you
morning,
want one?
Angela.
This ain't no lap dance, place. Good morning, mama.
That's what I said. She's getting one for sure.
Okay, now we're asking, would you want your man to get a lap dance, and are you getting a lap dance?
You know what? I'm definitely getting a lap dance, and I think it's naive. I think it's so naive for a person to think that somebody's going to go to a bachelorette party or a bachelor party and then not be strippers there. Like, that's the point.
That's the whole point.
Yes, get your dance on. Like, it's not like they there to steal your man, steal your woman. They trying to make money, okay? They trying to make money. What's up, Sharla?
Peace, queen. How are you?
I love you, Sharla. My daughter is a huge fan. Been following y'all since Breakfast Club began.
Oh, man, I love you more, man. I love you and your daughter more. Thank you.
Yeah, she was like one when we started.
Yeah, she's in the seventh grade, and she really hates it when Charlamagne goes on vacation.
Well, Charla getting old. Tell her Uncle Charla getting old. Charla need his vacation. Right?
I know y'all gonna do that at the Super Bowl party. Just gonna be a bunch of strippers. I mean, people cannot be that naive. And don't get jealous. It's just fun.
I ain't going to no Super Bowl party. I got a whole family. I'm gonna be at home.
What about the champagne? What about the champagne room?
You and Envy gotta be at home with y'all wives.
That's right.
What's up?
Well, let's go. What's up? Let's party.
We about to roll out.
Let's roll out.
Goodbye with your little hot ass.
I love from Detroit, y'all. Love you all.
Peace.
All right. 800-585-1051. Would you mind if your husband or your wife got a lap dance? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
Call me. Send your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, do you mind or would you mind if your husband or your wife got a lap dance? We got Nikki on the line. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Nikki? Talk to us.
Hey, look, I tell you right now, my man better not. Ooh. If I find out, I'm chopping her t's off in his, you know what?
What?
Don't play with me.
You mad at her for doing her job?
Hey, look. Your job is to sit there and be with that bachelor. You're at a bachelor party. Bitch, dance for the bachelor. Leave the side niggas alone. Let them chill and watch you do your show.
I can't believe you just said you're going to cut her titties off and his.
Hey, because this was already before me and him was about to walk down that aisle. When you put that ring on my finger, I came with that disclaimer. So if you're sitting there trying to put her life in danger in yours, you better make sure you give her that disclaimer while you're sitting there getting that dot dance. Now, you know, I better not be on that camera, because if my baby see this, you know, you better go into hiding.
But what's your man's name?
Why your voice got so deep like that just now?
I was trying to talk like if I was know, a dude. But what God?
You did
shit.
That good.
What's your man's name?
My name is AJ.
AJ from Indianapolis?
Yeah, he's from Indianapolis.
You gave him a lap dance, Evan?
He did a lap dance for me quite a few times, and I bet you never met my AJ because he's got a very unique name. If you can say his unique name, then we can go for that. But he's got a one and the only kind of name.
He's been to the strip club with us, but that's all right. Well, I'll let you
know. Evan said he got a tattoo somewhere.
Oh, yeah, he's been to a strip club before. I'm not going to say he ain't had a life before me, but your life had better have ended after that, you know?
Why you want this nigga? Die when I get with you.
Life
ended.
Why I gotta die when I
oh
get with
my
you?
Gosh. What kind of vows you take when you get married? Is it not until death do you part?
It don't say nothing about scribbles.
You taking?
It don't say nothing about scribbles.
You're right, they don't. So therefore, they should not be in.
Wow.
All right.
Fun police.
Okay. All right, Nikki.
He's scared right
now. Can we make sure he's alive?
You would be cool. You would be cool with your wife getting a dance from a dude?
If she was at a bachelorette party for her friend, in context, yes, I wouldn't give a damn.
Oh, even if y'all was mad at each other? like, I'm about to really get this lap dance on.
Wow.
Get up on that stage. Hold on. I got a lap dance from this one dude.
Nikki, I'm like my Palo Santo because you are projecting so much hurt on this
what
radio.
What if the guy was
morning?
Completely naked?
I'm being real, because I've watched so many and listened to so many of my buddies that have went through things like this. I mean, I'm thankful my dude, he's honest with me. He's told me he's done it before, but we're not married yet. So when we do, he knows that's definitely not in the equation for us. But I've had some buddies that have gone and been suckers. They've been suckers like that.
Poor AJ.
Like, I mean, come on. When I've gone to a strip club, I know you get me all down there. I'm feeling all good. If I'm not sitting here going home to my man hopping on that, I'm doing something while I'm out.
I hope that man, I hope he has an amazing bachelor party, and I hope a woman grinds on him and leaves a little bit of discharge, and I hope you find a discharge, and then you got to deal with your hurt and your pain, because this don't make no sense, Nikki.
That don't make sense that you would wish hurt and pain on somebody else instead of saying live your best life before you get married.
What are you talking about?
You tell him, Nikki.
I'm with her.
Nikki, you be safe
live
out there.
Live your best life before you get married. If you got the need to want to sit there and grind on other chicks, you ain't ready to be married, boo boo.
That ain't true, Nikki. It's a bachelorette party. Nikki. A bachelor party.
I got a wig, baby. I got 20 wigs. Which one you want? I am Linda, Felicia, then Nikki at the candy store.
Nikki,
so,
Nikki,
go ahead,
Nikki.
Put DMX song and get it going.
Nikki, go live without your soul in. I'll give you $1,000.
I did. That's not my story, boo-boo.
He said without your sewing, but Nikki, you have a good one.
And I hope
is AJ okay?
Oh, yeah, AJ's cool. He laying in that bed. I just put him to sleep, you know.
All right. Thank you.
Boy, Nikki, you is aggressive for no goddamn reason. This is abusive. You are. I can just hear that
AJ
abuse in
your
AJ is
scared
voice.
For his life.
For no reason. AJ is waking up right now mad, apologizing for something he ain't even do.
All right, well.
AJ about to get beat up today for no goddamn reason.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. So just a reminder on this weekend for my positive note, you are worthy. And I tell you, like Bishop T.D. Jakes told me, even if you don't think you're worthy, God knows you're worthy. Believe that.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.